brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Thank you so much for joining us, my friends. It is Monday, the 29th day of August, 2011. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. And in studio, we have the one, the only, Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, joining us with some breaking news on multiple fronts. One of the big stories, he's going to be breaking in more detail here, secret vaccine industry ties and military involvement with Institute of Medicine that continues to whitewash the reported dangers and adverse reactions caused by vaccines. Of course, it's the Pentagon caught testing on our own troops decade after decade, including nerve gassing many of them to death in different parts of Project Shad. The Brits are involved as well. That's coming up, and Mike Adams has also got more on Rossum Foods, the SWAT team raids on dairies and businesses, and how they're using Gestapo infiltration techniques of organizations that are public, so they can then dress it all up like they're criminals. They're basically making milk and eggs and tomatoes that are sold by the citizenry, the equivalent of cocaine. So that is coming up as well in the third hour with Mike Adams in studio. There has been a fresh raft of hysteria in the European Union. London Telegraph, Euro bailout in doubt as hysteria sweeps Germany. Also a bizarre article out of the New York Times by Alan B. Kruger, a future consumption tax to fix today's economy. And with a straight face, the writer says that a consumption tax of 5% basically on everything in this country would help the economy. Yes. All economic science shows that taxes slow economic growth and commerce. That's not debated. But, hey, they say the answer is taxes. And they have a particularly ridiculous way that they spin that. Barack Obama's uncle has been arrested and held as an illegal immigrant. His aunt has been granted asylum. Also, we're going to get into, obviously, the fact that the hurricane was a bunch of hype, and that the New York Times also pushed the need for carbon taxes paid to Al Gore, because if you pay the high priest, he will shake his magic stick and throw some powder in the fire, and there'll be a big poof, and we'll all be healed if you pay him and Lord Rothschild your money. Everything will be fine. Hurricane loss team as experts misjudge structure and next move. Irene forecast on track, not up to speed with wind. So why the big Irene blow up? And it goes on from there. How that was hyped. There's another one. Perfect storm of hype. Politicians, the media, and the Hurricane Irene apocalypse that never was. But Obama is still running around today saying, be afraid, be very afraid. Only FEMA can save you. And thank God it wasn't worse, or you know they'd be doing house-to-house searches for any guns they could find, just like we saw with FEMA and Homeland Security in Katrina. Also, I covered some of this yesterday, but we have an in-depth article breaking it down today at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Gore, global warming skeptics are this generation's racist. But in the video, the minion he's talking to admits that his friends laugh at him now when he brings up man-made global warming. So their hoax is in trouble. So Gore wants to play the card that you don't like black people, basically. Also, Disney factory faces probe into sweatshop suicide claims. And they're using child laborers there, reportedly. Well, why not? Apple does it. All these big companies do it. And then we compete against that. Of course, we can't compete against it. So we've been deindustrialized just where the globalists want us. Also coming up, we're going to get into Al-Qaeda kingpin as new military commander for Tripoli. It's official. And a lot more on the other side of this power-packed transmission. Stay with us.
You've been lied to. Lied to by the Wall Street propaganda machine, the government, and the talking heads in the media. The market has proven that it's more like a casino than an investment. And if you've had enough and want to keep your hard-earned money safe, this message is for you. My name is Brett Kitchen, and after losing 35% of my money when the market crashed several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I discovered a way to safely grow your money, cut taxes dramatically, get potential double-digit gains, but also have my money protected when the crashes come. Get a free copy of my new book, Safe Money Millionaire, where I share this powerful tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow their wealth. Just call 1-800-675-1640. Again, that's 1-800-675-1640. On the web, go to safemoneybook.com or just call 1-800-675-1640. Again, that's 800-675-1640.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Hi folks, Steve Shank and Babs Rosberg here for eFoods Direct.
In August, we're celebrating our 30-year anniversary in the long-term food supply industry.
To celebrate, the biggest sale ever, our most popular premier one-year food supply for 30% off.
That's 30% off of our Freedom Food Supply. You save $536 on each one-year supply. That's lower than 1981 prices.
If you ever thought about getting a year's supply of food, now is the time.
This whole one-year supply is a balanced selection of foods, and it all fits in the space of a washing machine.
You know you need your own food.
But time is running out. This 30% off sale for the best food on the planet ends Friday, August 26th.
Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/freedom. This sale ends Friday, August 26th. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/freedom.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, we have set sail again across the airwaves worldwide on XM Satellite, Global Shortwave, WWCR, streaming over the Internet, number one streamed internet program in the world in talk radio, according to Shoutcast.com and other metrics blasting out on the AM and FM dial as well. It is Monday, the 29th day of August, 2011. Can you believe that 2011 has gotten so long in the tooth? Before we know it, 2012 would have come and gone, and, well, we'll still be here. Comets wouldn't have killed us. Planets out of deep space wouldn't have killed us. If we're not here, it'll probably be a bioweapon that's released or nuclear war, but I don't think that's going to happen either in the short term. But it always could. But here we are sitting now more than two-thirds of the way into 2011. Okay, I'm going to do something I don't customarily do. I'm going to open the phones up, or at least give the number out, right here at the start of this worldwide transmission. Now, I've got the news I'm going to cover, and I'd love to hear what you have to say about these issues I'm about to go over. But we're going to open the phones up, and we're going to take a lot of calls today. I've actually been doing a better job, and if you want to talk about Irene, the hurricane that really never was, and the way they're saying, oh, it's global warming, pay more taxes. If you want to get into Obama's uncle being arrested and held as an illegal immigrant, if you want to get into secret vaccine industry ties and military involvement, or if you want to get into sex offenders paid by the state of Chicago to babysit in government programs knowingly, or if you want to talk about the ongoing hunt for Muammar Gaddafi and the fact that even mainstream media is being forced to admit that, yes, indeed, the leader of the rebels is a Al-Qaeda operative. We told you this months ago with Webster Tarpley and others. It came out in the L.A. Times, Associated Press, but now it is absolutely confirmed, and the rebels are refusing to hand over the reported bomber of the Lockerbie, Scotland aircraft. Now, whether you think that they really did that or not, the point is this just shows you exactly who these people are, even though the West has asked for them to be handed back over because they said he's terminal cancer, he's going to die in 1 month, give him back to Libya. And so they did, and the guy's alive, what, 2-3 years later. But that just illustrates what we're facing here. Also, I've got some other news I want to go over. Obama invokes September 11th attacks in call for service, Reuters reports. He talked about the firefighters and police and others that valiantly helped on 9/11 and called for Americans to, quote, serve. But the police, the military, the firefighters, the medics who are actual victims, they're not allowed at the 10th anniversary. They're not allowed there. So there he is using them to look like a hero himself, but barring them. Also, Mexican staged drug raids inside the U.S. You heard me right. The New York Times even admits this. Kurt Nemo has an excellent article breaking it down. They don't just allow Mexican police inside of the U.S. for raids, but Mexican military commandos have, quote, discreetly traveled to the United States, told you this years ago, assembled at designated areas, and dispatched helicopter missions back across the border aimed at suspected drug traffickers. The DEA is providing logistical support and sharing intelligence. This is part of the North American Union SPP deal, Security Prosperity Partnership, to use Canadian-Mexican troops inside the U.S. for any reason, including crowd control, anti-terror, drug raids, civil emergencies, disasters. And people keep reporting them 3, 4, 5 years ago about Mexican helicopters landing, burning buildings, shooting people. I've had sheriffs on from South Texas that have been 3 miles over the border. And Mexican troops pull up on the highway in Humvees, aim machine guns at them and say, give us that marijuana or cocaine you just confiscated. One case, the sheriffs had a dump truck full of marijuana that they'd picked up on the U.S. side. Mexican troops came across, put the guns on them, and loudspeakers said, get away from the vehicle. Mexican troops got in the vehicle, drove it away. And they go to the federal government and say, do something about this. And the feds go, you don't understand, do you? What's really going on here is that this is a U.S. government big bank back system openly knocking out the other cartels that aren't laundering their money through the big Western banks. That's what's going on here. And it's all part of destroying our sovereignty. During NLE09 and NLE010 national-level exercise carried out by FEMA, FEMA's own press release admitted intelligence services and troops from 14 different countries take part in, quote, taking on domestic terrorists here in the United States. Also, burglar's family awarded $300,000 in wrongful death suit. This is out of El Paso, Texas, and the family business had been robbed repeatedly. So the family stayed up late, stayed in the business, and when the armed, admitted methamphetamine addicts, it's all here in the article, came in, they shot one of them, who was armed, and the jury has ruled that, and I'm seeing more and more of this, that they are civilly liable. My friends, there's a castle doctrine. You can shoot someone if they come in your house and break in, period, day or night. If it's nighttime, you can shoot somebody in your yard. Now, if it's found that you lured them in and it was a murder, that's a different story. But if it's a criminal with a criminal record, and there's been other burglaries, you're going to get no-billed by the grand jury, even if it's in your yard. And we see cases of this all over the country where people have been robbed over and over and over again. So they leave their garage door open, which is a Texas case a few months ago, and they sit there like they're deer hunting. And when the person comes in to steal their bicycle again, they shoot them and they kill them. And when you have that type of activity, you have much lower crime rates. There's a reason Chicago, New York, and other areas have the highest crime rates in the United States, because they're victim disarmament zones. The muggings in England are off the charts compared to the United States. The muggings are going on. That's why muggers generally target women in the U.S., because statistically they're not armed as much as men and can't fight back. But more and more, they're not mugging women, because women are going out getting concealed carries or just carrying firearms. I know my two girls will have concealed carry, and they will carry firearms when they move out of the house. And they are, well, the seven-year-old is already very, very accurate with a rifle and a handgun. And so that's the bottom line. True feminism is to empower your girls and your boys, not to teach them to be little helpless people. But let me just cover this article first, because it goes to the heart of everything that we're facing as a society. This is out of the Gazette, Colorado Springs. Burglar's family awarded $300,000 in wrongful death suit. This is actually El Paso County, so this is in Colorado, it's in El Paso, Texas. On Friday, awarded nearly $300,000 to the daughter of a burglar who was fatally shot in 2009 while breaking into an auto lot. Parents of the victim, Robert Johnson Fox, embraced their attorneys after a judge announced the jury's verdict, capping a two-week-long civil trial in which business owner Jovan Milovac and his two relatives were painted as vigilantes who plotted a deadly ambush rather than let authorities. How do cops have the authority to shoot somebody if they feel threatened? Because they've been given arrest powers by the citizens. They've been hired by the incorporated city or empowered by the legislature at the county level. Philip and Sue Fox, who filed suit for the wrongful death in 2010 on behalf of Fox's three-year-old daughter, called the jury's award a victory in their fight to seek accountability for the death of their son, who they say never posed a threat to the heavily armed men. And again, they broke in through a tall barbed wire fence. Rob was in the wrong place and doing the wrong thing, but the punishment didn't fit the crime, Sue Fox said afterward. You ever been the victim of a home invasion? You ever had armed people breaking in? I can't excuse his actions, but he didn't deserve to be executed. Well, it's at night and you're breaking into a facility. The exact amount awarded was $269,500 for factors such as loss of companionship and loss of future earnings. What, from robbing places? The family will also be awarded some of the costs associated with the more than year-long legal battle. Now, I don't think the punishment fit the crime, but still, it's a castle right. An ancient freeholder right, Magna Carta 1215 right, that if somebody comes on your land, especially at night, you can kill them. People should know this. You should know this, especially if no trespassing signs were posted, and they were. The jury of three men and three women deliberated for 2.5 days over closely contested testimony about the pre-dawn shooting on April 19, 2009. Fox, 20, was shot after he and a friend scaled a fence to get inside Southwest Auto Sales in the city's Nob Hill neighborhood. According to the accomplice, Brian Corbin, they had smoked methamphetamine and were looking to steal anything to buy more drugs. Corbin testified he saw two armed men charging out of a building and run in their direction, one of them shouting, "We're going to get you," in an obscenity-laced threat. Corbin, who escaped by climbing over a car and jumping the fence as he felt a bullet pass by him as someone fired four gunshots. Fox was standing inside a small shed when a .45 caliber bullet passed through the shed's door and pierced his heart. Police said a 145-page investigative report that the intruder had knives in his pockets and one strapped to his ankle, but never posed a threat to the other men. The men are refugees in the United States from former Yugoslavia in 98. And they went on to say to the jury that it was willful, deliberate conduct of them to shooting. And it just goes on. So there you go. And soon it'll be like England, where when you're being stabbed in your house, if you fight back, you go to prison. The government wants you trained. You're not allowed to defend yourself or your property.
What you're about to hear are the real experiences of women over 40 who finally lost weight by becoming hormonally balanced again.
I lost 20 pounds.
I lost 40 pounds.
I lost 55 pounds.
I went from a size 14 to a size 8.
Their secret is Amberen, the revolutionary formula for women over 40 that balances hormones naturally. The leading cause of weight gain over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But Amberen restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall right off, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Amberen eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, difficulty concentrating, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply. Free. Call 1-800-737-9107. That's 1-800-737-9107. 1-800-737-9107.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Congratulations to our friends at eFoodsDirect.com. In August, they celebrate 30 years in the long-term storable food business. To celebrate, eFoodsDirect.com is offering the lowest price ever on their one-year Freedom Food Supply, even less than the price in 1981. For a limited time, you get 30% off a one-year Freedom Supply, which provides three hearty meals per day for one adult. The Freedom Supply includes a large variety of fruits and vegetables, dairy, legumes, grains, sprouting seeds, and more. Plus, you get a generous supply of their quick fix meals. This is the most complete, extensive, and affordable unit they have ever offered. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get 30% off a one-year food supply. If you have ever considered getting a supply, now is the time. Call 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-800-847-6170. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-800-847-6170. Again, 1-800-847-6170.
I say I'm John the Sheriff, but that sheriff was in self-defense. Yeah.
See, when somebody's pulling a gun on you, even federal courts have ruled, even if it's a cop, and they're not in the right, you have a right to defend yourself. And it's the same thing goes
for
or a police officer, if somebody's waving a gun around at them, they don't have to wait till you shoot them to protect themselves. They've got the same powers a citizen has. They derive their powers from that, from the common law power. That's what it all flows from. And sure, this young 20-year-old meth head, out of his mind, trying to break into a place they admit to steal. The place had been robbed before. That's why the family was there waiting. I don't think the punishment fits the crime. I don't think it's good that he is dead. I'll be honest. I was never a big thief, but I grew up on a golf course, and I learned from older friends how to go up to the country club, and the golfers would have a big container, an ice chest on the back of their golf carts full of beer. And I only did it a few times, mainly when older kids would say, come on, it's your turn. We want some beer. I'd be like 12, 13, 14 years old. All right. I remember going to, just like in Caddyshack at the country club. Wasn't as fancy as the Caddyshack country club, but you'd have all the adults at the country club drinking. They'd leave their drink sitting there half drunk. Just like in Caddyshack, where Spalding is going down the bar, taking a drink out of each one, and then he drinks one that has a cigarette in it and goes out and vomits in the guy's Porsche. All right, I'm digressing. Back to some memories. So I wouldn't want my child doing what I did, grabbing some beer or grabbing some watermelons. In fact, I have some cousins that told the story of, just for fun, stealing some watermelons. And they were running off with them, and here came the shotgun pellets, and they were too far away for it to penetrate, but it sure hurt them. The old-timers knew how to do it. They caught you climbing over their fence, just messing with their chickens. They'd shoot you with a number 8 bird shot. You might get a pellet in you or something. They caught somebody out stealing their tomatoes or whatever. They wouldn't shoot you with a 30-odd 6. They wouldn't kill you. They'd say, you best start running, boy. As soon as you got about 50 yards away, boom, that'll come back. So if my place had been robbed repeatedly, and I was there with adrenaline, sitting there with a hunting instinct, maybe for days waiting because the cops couldn't protect you or they couldn't station a cop outside their auto dealership. And then here come the guys. And they're taking the word of one of the people that broke in here. That, we had weapons, knives all taped to us, but we weren't a threat. You're on somebody's property at night with a weapon. We've got to protect people's rights to live in their homes and their businesses at night. You don't go down a badger hole at night. You don't go in a bear's cave. You don't come on somebody's property. You don't break in somebody's business. If you're willing to break in somebody's business at night, you're willing to do other crimes, and that's why you're considered armed and dangerous. That's why common law says you can be killed. And it's easy to second-guess people that kill folks that break in their houses or businesses. But people that break in houses should know you've got a good chance of getting your hind end killed. All right, now I've already spent too much time on this. But I wanted to fully flesh that issue out. I'm going to go to break. This is a short segment. Come back to Joe, Johnny, Tim, Tina, Carlos, and many others that are patiently holding. When you hear a caller hang up, it's your chance to call in 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. My phone system has unlimited lines, hundreds, digital. Genesis only has five lines and a 6th line for guest. And I really think Ted ought to add more lines because we could have 100 people on hold there that could sit there all day. I'm just joking. So we're going to be going to your phone calls. You can hear that my voice is a little bit out. It's because I started screaming again yesterday. And my voice has gotten to a point where I just can't scream. I'm sure if I went to a doctor and they checked my larynx, it probably looks like a piece of dried leather. But I've got so much other news coming up. I haven't even gotten into the news yet. But your calls first, then. Oh, yes, Dick Cheney, 1 year as a walking zombie. We'll tell you about that report. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health Products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Okay, we're going to your phone calls.
From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Hey, the great interrupter, even interrupting my own liners. Can't do any better than that. Hadn't played that liner in a while. I forgot how long it is. Okay, it is Monday. It is the 29th day of August, 2011. I want to go to your phone calls. Then coming up, Gore. Global warming skeptics are this generation's racists, and he says that we've got to be ostracized, demonized, and ultimately, like in Europe, they're trying to say it's like Holocaust denial. They want to make it illegal. That's been actually called for. Al Gore plays the race card, but he's the real racist. Very important article by Paul Joseph Watson pointing out that the carbon taxes alone, the Copenhagen Treaty writers admitted, would kill at least a billion people in the next decade if implemented. Because most folks are on $2 a day or less worldwide. More than half that money goes to food. You increase the energy prices that go into the food, it will be a death sentence. Not to mention the biofuels that he spearheaded. He's now had to admit that his biofuels, after he got caught, have killed millions. And he's been the big guy pushing those. It's one thing to put your waste into biofuels, but to have most of our corn crop in this country going into biofuels, not even corn syrup, certainly a death sentence. Also, Disney factory faces probe into sweatshop suicide claims. Human rights campaigners say Chinese factories are using children as young as 14. We're talking about 120 hours of overtime per period, standing for 12 hours nonstop, and having to huff the deadly gases. That's the big thing, is that, man, I worked in a print shop for 3 months. A buddy got me a job, and I thought, well, this is $12 an hour. This is better than $8 an hour working at a golf course or something going to college. And they said, okay, you're on the shrink wrapper. And I was high as a kite every day by lunch. A few times I even went and threw up in the bathroom. And after about a month, I said, I'm going to have to quit. I can't run that shrink wrapper. I said, I don't care if there's a fan over there. It's not working, this big industrial shrink wrapper back in the back of the building. And I said, I'll do anything else. They said, fine, you'll be the one that unloads the pallets and everything. And then they put me back on the shrink wrapper. And I said, I just can't do this. I mean, can you imagine working in these factories where there's no environmental standards, no nothing? Again, that's why the globalists want to put more and more regulations on us, because then it moves everything to China, which they own, increasing their profits. They put regulations on Western companies to make it impossible to operate, and then they make you move to China where there's no controls. So that's coming up. Sex offenders paid to babysit, Chicago Tribune. There's a lot more to this story than just what they're reporting. The State Department of Human Services poorly vetted babysitters for years. And when in 2009 law forced better checks, it took nearly 18 months to start them. The newspaper investigation on child care assistance program. Multiple time rapists, drug dealers, pedophiles. Well, remember 5 years ago, CNN reported on it? Thousands of missing children in Florida, and the CPS was taking them out of state. And it turned out the number one, number two, and number three heads of CPS were all convicted child rapists. They said, oh, what an accident. It's not an accident. That's who they recruit. I heard Travis County a few months ago on the news. They played a clip of Commissioner's Court trying to pass a law at the county level that they can hire felons. And quite frankly, they put so many people in prison who don't deserve to be felons. I can see that with this giant prison population. But the problem is then they want to hire criminals because they're criminals. All right, so that's coming up. Secret vaccine industry ties and military involvement with the Institute of Medicine. We're going to get into Libyan rebels killing black Gaddafi supporters. That's now confirmed, even the Washington Post. As expected, widespread racist murders in Libya at the hands of rebel forces. Revealed, al-Qaeda kingpin is new military commander of Tripoli. That's now confirmed. BBC responds over false Tripoli footage. They put out fake video of people celebrating. Told you, now it's admitted. Lockerbie case, Libyans won't deport bomber. The new al-Qaeda leaders won't deport him. Meet the new boss, same as the old boss, or even worse. The liberation of Libya, NATO, special forces, al-Qaeda join hands. Libya, the greatest betrayal in handing over Libya to al-Qaeda. The line has been crossed forever. Tripoli psychiatric hospital overwhelmed by war fallout. Absolute humanitarian disaster over there. And it's not like Gaddafi was still engaging in terror. He rolled over for 7 years, started giving all the major investments to Goldman Sachs and others. He sold out to the globalist. He's a bad guy, they're bad. But you notice that right when he tried to come in out of the dark, come in out of the cold, that's when they set him up and are now putting folks even worse in. Okay. Only in America, as Don King would say. Let's talk to Joe in Pennsylvania. You're on the air, Joe.
Alex, greetings from the city of brotherly corruption.
Yes, sir.
Have you seen anything about this Army Ranger Captain John Leonard England who killed 4 people in 2 states over here during the hurricane?
No, but we could search his name. Let me just get my mouse working here. This mouse is driving me insane. It either moves too easily or won't move. What's his name?
It's John Leonard. And the last name is E-G-L-A-N-D.
Yeah, there it is. Police, Virginia, soldier kills 4 in Virginia, PA, shoots cop, kills himself. And I'll learn more about that, but tell us about it.
Well, it seems like this guy, from the stories I've read, it looks like they're making it out to be some sort of domestic dispute. He apparently killed his estranged wife, her boyfriend, the boyfriend's son, and then traveled up here to Pennsylvania outside of Philadelphia and killed her mother.
Well, any cop will tell you domestic disputes are the worst. That Richard Poplawski that killed three cops, he had two pit bulls that were urinating everywhere. His mother said, "You're kicked out of the house if you don't get rid of them." He threw a fit. She called the cops. He was drunk. He killed the cops. And then it turned out he hated me and was attacking me all over the internet. So what did the ADL Southern Poverty Law Center do? They said that he loved me. Any excuse to demonize this radio show?
Well, that's the ADL Southern Poverty Law Center is immediately what I thought of with that warning about returning veterans coming and how they could pose the most danger to us ordinary citizens. It's just there's something not right about this story, and then he apparently kills himself after he drops off his daughter at a local hospital and then goes off into the woods and kills himself. Although nothing's been officially declared.
Well, I'll tell you, the veterans are not the number one threat for, quote, terrorism, but as their pensions get cut, as they... Look, I appreciate your call. Let me just briefly speak to this, since you raised it. If you take men and you put them in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, or even 6 tours of heavy combat, especially special forces types, and what they know how to do is release their killer instinct, and they've got post-traumatic stress issues, and they come home, and the government takes their pension funds away through inflation and through cuts, as they're now announcing they're going to do, and as family pressures and everything else happens, imagine you're a veteran. You come home, you've been through absolute hell, you're back in spoiled, rotten America with a bunch of people griping, complaining at you, and all you know how to do is kill people. You're going to go crazy and you're going to kill a bunch of people. That's why the Postal Service has the term going postal, because it's full of veterans and people, because they give veterans preferential hiring. And you got a bunch of vets in there, and whenever things go wrong, it's been advertised to them as a way to deal with it is kill your supervisor, kill yourself. That's what's going to happen. Now, you add to this that you have a lot of suicides and killings with one tour in Vietnam or one tour in Korea or World War II. I mean, everybody knows about the old vet that lives down the street. I mean, I got to tell you, all the old vets I knew that were my grandfather's World War II buddies, they were all really nice, but you'd hear stories about them. If anybody crossed them or anything, they were just ready to kill. And that's why the police always leave the old vets alone, because they know this person is just ready to start killing people. And that's the way it works. And that's why it's so dangerous they're hiring people that have not been in one tour, but 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. They found out in World War I, don't have somebody serve more than 1 year in combat. Some people thrive in it, but a big percentage, 35-40%, become extremely unstable. Now, what are they doing? We showed you the DPS memo here in Texas a month ago. They are quietly discriminating and only trying to hire combat veterans. Now, what's going to happen with a combat veteran who's got serious screws loose when they pull you over and tell you they want to search your car and you say no? They're going to pistol whip you. They're going to taser you. They're going to shoot you. That's why more and more you'll see veteran cops, they just get somebody on the ground, nobody knows why, and they just start shooting people because they have flashbacks. I've had family that came back from Vietnam, and for 2 years after, there'd be a backfire on the street, they jump under the table because, you know, they'd been at bases with mortar attacks. I mean, this is just what happens. And so we're going to have a giant police force made up of military, but then it gets worse. For at least a decade, they've been testing amphetamines, amnesiacs, steroids, aggression drugs on the troops. They have got them so hopped up on drugs, it would make your head spin. They're giving them experimental malaria drugs that admittedly cause psychotic breaks. Then when they get home and are depressed, they give them, Prozac type drugs on their own insert says causes psychotic breaks, psychotic behavior. You give a battle hardened killer, and that's what they are. They're killers. They're trained killers. They're trained to kill people, to blow things up, to burn things. The Army admits they have troops in Afghanistan and Iraq where they go in villages and kill everyone. Kill everyone. And now they're going to come back here. And they're going to kill people. We're going to get to that Cheney news a little bit later. I'm going to continue with calls here. Let's go to Johnny in Kansas. You're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex.
Yes, sir.
You're doing a fantastic job, man. I mean, I've been listening to you since about 99, and I used to try to get on your show, and it was a challenge at best.
Well, good to have you here. What's on your mind?
Sorry about that. Got a couple of things here. We just had a vet that's supposed to have went off here, and I think he started at Oklahoma. And according to the stories on the news, he raped a 12 or 13-year-old girl and then beelined to Texas. Have you heard about that? They just caught him.
No, but I see articles every day about vets going crazy.
This one here, as it laid out in front of me, it struck me that this guy was kind of sounds like a psyop.
Oh, you know that's going to happen. It's a psyop to advertise first behind the scenes and now publicly that vets are going to start IEDing, improvised explosive devising, every police department in the country. They tell cops, vets will attack you. Now they advertise it, so unstable people are, and the system knows exactly what they're doing, are going to hear that and think, I won't go shoot up my family. I'll bomb someone. And so they're advertising it. Again, every time somebody jumps off the Brooklyn Bridge and they advertise it, other copycatters rush to do it. Every time somebody climbs the enclosures at major high-rises in Chicago, New York, or L.A. and jumps off, cops are stationed for the next 2 days because crazies see it on the news and go, I'm going to do that. And that's why when this country's faced real terrorism in the 60s and 70s, some of it Soviet-funded, they would not give it attention in the news. When real terrorism is ignored, only fake terrorism is promoted. Go ahead.
Let's get on to some national terrorism with the earthquake and the hurricane.
Yes.
All right. Have you heard that they've got evidence that the earthquake was a nuclear detonation underground?
I know that there's underground areas in Colorado and D.C., and I know that scientists have said it was highly unusual in both places, but particularly in Virginia and D.C., and I know that they have these type of systems, but I don't think there's any evidence to the fact that I've seen. I mean, I've seen the sites that always speculate.
I had some information come out of Canada that had the actual, supposedly had the actual seismology graph that showed the earthquake, and there was no buildup like a natural earthquake.
No, I did see that. Even the Washington Post said there wasn't a buildup, and there wasn't plates in that area. It's very unusual, very suspicious, and you know, that's why I read the New York Times admitting that you can create earthquakes with explosives. They can drill, pump the explosives in, detonate them. If they have the computer maps of the seismology, if they detonate it right in the key area. I appreciate your call. Interesting points. Good to hear from you, Tim. Let's go now to Tina in Indiana. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. It's actually teeny, but that's okay. I wanted to ask, did you know anything about the pharmacist giving out flu shots, that it's mandatory for them to do that? And they have to have a quota that they got to meet for these flu shots?
Well, I know they admit now there's quotas for cops to give tickets and generate revenue, and I know that they do tell at some of the big chains, because I've been sent the memos on it by pharmacists, that it's their job to basically push flu vaccines, just like businesses push a customer loyalty card. And I know that I've gone to get a prescription filled and had them push it on me, so I start preaching at them. And I know that they are trying to order pharmacists and medical workers to take vaccines to be able to work in the medical field. But lawsuits have borne out that that's unlawful and uncivil, and you can lose a lawsuit. They try to bushwhack and bamboozle doctors, nurses, janitors in hospitals, pharmacists to take vaccines. But the last H1N1 shot, they admitted, doubles your chances of getting the regular flu. I mean, that's the Canadian government admits that as a dangerous vaccine. I mean, it's real simple. I'm sorry, go ahead.
A pharmacist, because I was talking to her about it, and I had mentioned to her, I says, don't you know that your flu shots have mercury in them? And they're going, oh, yeah, we know, but it's just such a low dose that even pregnant people can take it. And I'm going, oh, my God.
Yeah, you know, until 2 years ago, in every medical manual worldwide, in fact, we posted an article by a doctor last week about this, it said, do not give a vaccine to a pregnant woman. Not just the mercury, but the autoimmune response can cause an abortion, a miscarriage. And now they say it's good for pregnant women to take them. Just like Rick Perry says, you know, take this Gardasil shot. It'll maim you or kill you, but hey, take it. Stay there. I want to hear more of what your pharmacist friend told you on the other side. Then we'll go to other calls. Stay with us.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Hey, Brian, if you could do just one thing today to ensure your family's food security, what would it be?
That's easy, Bill. I'd head straight to soupbeansurvival.com.
Soupbeansurvival.com?
I know, Bill, it sounds crazy, but this ancient secret has been around for over 8,000 years, and it truly is nature's super survival food.
Really, Brian, the number one survival food? Well, certainly the forgotten survival food.
Absolutely, Bill. The folks at soupbeansurvival.com scoured our planet to find the very best heirloom seeds, to truly find nature's super survival food.
Brian, these aren't grocery store beans, are they?
No way, Bill. You're not going to find these beans in any grocery store. These are the absolute highest quality beans in the world. Visit soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com for all the information you're going to need for nature's super survival food.
Soldier issue, you reap what you sow. You train millions of young men in the last decade how to kill. You send them into third world hellholes to kill, to torture, to grow opium fields. And when they come home, the system is going to use their rapine to take everybody's liberties. On one end, they're going to make them cops to use against the public. And on the other hand, use those that aren't police as a pretext to sic the paramilitary police on us all. This is the tale of the New World Order problem reaction solution system. I'm going to go back to Teeny in Indiana and then to Tim and many others that are patiently holding. I want to remind listeners that we are launching the new TV show every weeknight, 7 p.m. It will stream to you at prisonplanet.tv. And we're going to have special reports many nights of the week that expand the show. We're going to premiere documentaries at prisonplanet.tv. We are upping the fight against the globalists. We've hired reporters. We are just really intensifying what we're doing, because if not us, who? And this is going to allow us to focus and condense the information so that it's absolutely effective when you pass it on to others. We're going to have functions with the newscast where if you're a member, you can download it and then send it to a friend. So if you're not a PrisonPlanet.tv member, please become one today, and your membership supports and funds our critical operations. PrisonPlanet.tv. Let's go back to Teeny in Indiana. So briefly, what did the pharmacist tell you?
Well, she just basically told me that mercury, you know, it was such a low dose in there that it's not harmful. And, you know, after I heard that, I just couldn't think anymore, you know.
And when they tell her she has to take it to have her job, she doesn't ask to see the law or ask to see the regulation.
The thing is, I worked at that pharmacy with the pharmacist that I spoke with. I worked there. And let me tell you, I'm 53 years old. The last time I went to the doctor was the day my daughter was born. She's 32 years old. I'm healthy. I don't need to go to the doctor and get all these medications. And when I started working at the pharmacy, I said to myself, now I know why I don't go to the doctor. You know, because I don't want them to prescribe me for things that...
Every week, people that I've known for years, I hear that they've died. And it's always when they go in for a spider bite that's gotten well, but the doctor wants to cut it out. Or it's when they go in to have a hernia fixed and they die of flesh-eating bacteria. I mean, I have lost so many friends and acquaintances who go in totally healthy and are killed in the hospital. And the government even admits 350,000 people die from negligent complications. 300,000+ die from drug interactions. I mean, the most dangerous thing in America are the hospitals. I'm not saying that hospitals aren't great for trauma, like a broken leg or a car wreck, and there are a lot of great doctors. But there's also a lot of doctors who shouldn't be doctors. And it's only getting worse. I mean, I stay away from the hospital like the plague. I appreciate your call. Let's go to, I don't want to cut this caller short, but we'll see here. Let's talk to Tim in Utah. Tim, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I appreciate your 70s bumper music.
You bet.
Back in time. Hey, I got a couple questions. I've been studying the fascist globalist control freaks for about 20 years. And a couple weeks ago, you were talking about suppressed high tech that they've been developing, you know, for the last few decades. Why do you think they never really roll that stuff out to scare the heck out of people? They just, like, play with it a little bit here and there, but they don't really take advantage of all that technology that they've been developing. Does it just seem like there's something else going on in their heads that they don't want to use that kind of stuff to scare people, but they're pulled back for some reason?
Let me try to answer the question when we come back in the second hour.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.